Welcome to the Artman Talks podcast. This is the last section of the week. We're talking with Kevin Johnson from SecureIdeas.net and instructor at SANS Institute, and we're looking at browsers in this last section, looking at Chrome, Firefox, seeing which one is more secure, and in fact, we come to an unsurprising conclusion. I think also, can we just talk a little bit about browsers? Because I know that you and I have had an email discussion about this before, but like I'm just really curious, is there a better browser when it comes to security? Or do you take the more agnostic approaches as you mentioned about the operating systems?
All browsers are vulnerable, right? Let me put it this way, and let's step away from browsers for a second and just talk about security in general, right? A lot of people have the mistaken belief that our goal is to become secure. It's not, because that's an impossible goal to accomplish. There is no such thing as perfectly secure, right? Our goal, in my opinion, and a number of people I work with's opinion, is to raise the bar high enough that when the attacker finally does get in, we can look at the attacker and say, wow, they deserved that, right? They worked at it, they got in. So in taking that and applying it to the browser question, well, okay, what's the best browser to run? Well, personally, I run three different browsers on my main workstation, the computer I use every day. I run Firefox for doing penetration testing. So when I'm working with client target systems, I use Firefox for the most part. If I'm just surfing the internet, browsing to my favorite website or, you know, looking at the Chive or what have you, I use Chrome. But if I'm working with a site that is sensitive, let's say my online bank or one of the business systems I have to deal with for various reasons, I then use Safari for that. And I know a lot of people will say to you, well, Safari is horribly insecure. It's like, well, yeah, all of the browsers are. But by dividing the sensitivity of what I do, so if I'm in Chrome browsing to Facebook and somebody throws malicious software at me and figures out a way to target my bank account, well, it won't be successful because I never browsed my bank account inside of Chrome. And if I'm in Safari and my bank account attacks me because they figured out some way to inject malicious software in my bank,
right?
Well, it's already too late because they've figured out how to get malicious software into my bank, right?
Yeah.
So it's that separation of duty that is what provides the protection I'm looking for.
Okay.
So the answer is I don't run just one. I run multiple. And I'd recommend that everybody does the same thing.
Okay.
Right? Use Internet Explorer for your day-to-day browsing if that's what you want. I'd recommend Firefox or Chrome. and then use something else when you're doing sensitive things, like your banking.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I think also it's important to remember that there are quite a few options out there. I mean, it's not just the big three. I mean, like, I guess Chrome, Firefox, and Internet Explorer. I mean, obviously, like you said, there's Safari, there's Opera. For Linux, I know there's various flavors of.
Yeah, there's tons, and you could even go so far as to use Firefox 5 for your normal browsing and Firefox 3 for your sensitive browsing, and keep them separate that way.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you wanted to have the browser look similar to yourself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can do that type of separation. I personally prefer to have entirely different software packages be the separation, but
yeah, the problem also with Firefox is that it does share information across profiles sometimes. So just because you're using Firefox 3 and Firefox 5 for different things doesn't mean that information isn't being shared between the two of those.
As an attacker, I like the fact that it shares profiles.
Right. Exactly.
But remember, my perspective is different.
All right. Well,
I tell everybody if a pen tester likes something, get it off of your network. And then I always say that I love SharePoint.
What is SharePoint?
SharePoint is a content management system offered by Microsoft that's in use in lots and lots of organizations.
Uh-huh. And so you're a big fan.
And it's very typically deployed very insecurely.
All right. Well, Kevin, and thank you very much again for taking the time to do this.
No, I enjoy it. I appreciate it. Any chance as a consultant I get to talk, I eat up.
Of course, so. Of course. I mean, you kind of have to, don't you?
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and that's it for this week's Artman Talks podcast. Stay tuned next week. We're speaking with Jeffrey Carr from Digital DAO about cyber warfare and China's role in this new military theater.